But I think this year we've got a very strong crew. We've got some good sailors amongst the crew. We've got some people that have never sailed before, but picking it up really quickly, and they've got lots of other fantastic skills. So as I think as a team we'll be a strong team, and we'll sail the boat well.
Initiatives like this inevitably have a training element to them as well. Is that something you're comfortable with, that you'll be taking people of varying levels of experience out onto the sea with you and moulding them into what's hopefully going to become a really tight and together crew?
Yeah, that's correct. People come from different backgrounds. Some of them have done lots of sailing already, and there'll be others that are complete beginners and have never sailed on a sailing boat before. In actual fact, having people that are complete beginners is quite a good place to start, because they've got no bad habits. They get 4 weeks of training, so by the end of 4 weeks of training, they're good sailors and they're ready for the challenge.
And what's the timetable now in terms of participation in the race itself?
What we're doing is we're starting to run level 4 training, which is the final stage of training, when we start sailing with our own crew. Up until this stage, the crew have been sailing with different race skippers, but from now on, we're sailing with our own crew, so really getting to know who's who, what their strong points are, what their weak points are, and what roles they're likely to end up doing on board the yacht.
And that process of moulding that crew into, as it were, an extension of the boat, where no one really has to ask questions anymore, because everyone instinctively knows what everybody else is doing and what has to be done.
Yeah, that's correct. So that's what we're working towards, where everybody sort of knows exactly what's happening, what the next stage is. It tends to all happen without questions being asked and orders being shouted. People instinctively know what happens next.
And no doubt the people of the city would be very glad to see the boat sailing up the foil again. It's going to bring back a lot of very important memories of the Clipper race in 2012-2013 and that whole City of Culture experience. From your own point of view, you're going to be smack in the centre of that.
Yeah, no, I think that for me that's going to be one of the most exciting parts of the race. I think sailing the Derry Londonderry boat up the river is going to be one of the highlights, and I've heard previously that it's they put on a great welcome for the boat and all the boats in the Clipper fleet. So really looking forward to that. That will be a highlight for the race for me.